It's Thursday, June 26, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. SWAPO and the Popular Democratic Movement dominated media coverage during last year's elections, according to lead researcher Christy Kielder. Speaking at the launch of last year's media and elections monitoring reports in Windhoek, Kielder noted that smaller parties received far less exposure. This report was compiled by News on One's Josia Shiweda.
The report's focus on media coverage between the 1st of July 2024 and the 30th of December 2024. Kielder said smaller political parties did not receive the desired media coverage, in part due to lack of financial resources to engage in media strategies.
The media coverage was sustained throughout the elections, but it was uneven. Certain dominant parties like SWAPO, the PDM, for example, received the bulk of attention, and smaller parties got less.
Governor Johannes Tavakgap and the Bank of Namibia team met with the Parliamentary Standing Committee to discuss key economic issues and regulatory outlook. The dialogue highlighted the bank's focus on transparency, inflation trends, and efforts to boost financial inclusion and consumer rights. Bonds, Josephina Oscar.
The session focused on monetary policy developments, economic performance, institutional operations, and emerging financial sector issues. The dialogue underscored the bank's commitment to transparency, regulatory reform, and economic resilience, including updates on inflation trends, financial inclusion initiatives, and consumer protection. These engagements are crucial for reinforcing institutional accountability.
Amid rising conflicts in the Middle East, the European Union has appealed to Iran and Israel to seek peaceful solutions and avoid provocative actions. EU Ambassador to Namibia, Anna Beatrice Martens, underpins that the EU is watching the situation with serious concern.
From our point of view, it is a risk and danger for Iran to build nuclear weapons. That is something we condemn. And we encourage all sides. From our point of view, the only solution to what's happening in the Middle East, it's dialogue. What is happening in Iran cannot distract us from what is happening in Gaza, and it cannot distract us from what's happening in Ukraine. From our point of view, the only solution out of this conflict is a two-state solution.
A South African court stopped the burial of former Zambian President Edgar Lungu in Johannesburg yesterday, just moments before the ceremony was set to begin, according to Reuters reports. The decision follows weeks of tensions between Lungu's family and the Zambian government. Lungu, who died in South Africa on June 5th while receiving medical treatment, reportedly wished to exclude President Hakainde Hichilema, his long-term political rival, from his burial. To the U.S. now, its President Donald Trump is doubling down on claims that the U.S.'s targeted strikes on Iran obliterated the country's nuclear facilities. That's despite the president's own intelligence agency suggesting otherwise. A preliminary damage assessment leaked to the media suggests that the airstrikes may only have set the program back by a few months, as our correspondent in Washington, Tony Waterman, reports.
President Trump told reporters at the NATO summit in the Netherlands that the leaked report is inconclusive and that he believes the program was set back by decades. According to reports, the Pentagon's preliminary damage assessment suggests that key components of Iran's nuclear program, like centrifuges and highly enriched uranium, are still largely intact. But President Trump believes it was all destroyed or is buried under the rubble. And because he believes this, the president said a nuclear deal with Iran may no longer be necessary, saying he doesn't care if there's a deal. Although he added that his team will be talking with Iranian officials next week and will meet with them at some point. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.